This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members and fellow amateur operators. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Easter is over, and hopefully you had a wonderful break and are refreshed and ready for the next exciting thing to come around, which must be Anzac Day. I know my maintenance work on the antennas was well worth the effort. We desperately need somebody to put their hand up to act as our table booking admin for the public buy and sell. This would all be done via email and should not be an overly onerous task. So if you think you might be able to help, please let either myself or Jeff, VK5JB, know. We need to sort this out so that we can get on with the advertising flyers. The special meeting will be held next Thursday evening, the 20th of April, prior to running the monthly general meeting. We will be addressing the issues that were advised via the attachment to last week's news brief email, which I will again attach to this week's. Graham Dicker will be doing his presentation on electrical safety, which is a must for all operators, and will be very informative, I'm sure. Lunch was enjoyed by the regular crowd on Friday at the Blackwood RSL, although numbers were a little down on the day. Don't forget the excellent information on the AHARS web and Facebook pages, and we thank Paul, VK5PAS, for his excellent work administering them. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all our members. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep looking at the emails and listening to the Sunday broadcasts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Andrew, VK5, Oscar November Echo, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. I have an important update for our upcoming buy and sell on the 23rd of April. Due to circumstances beyond our control, the starting time has changed to the following. Sellers access at 10:30 a.m. and buyers in at 11:30 a.m. We're sorry for the inconvenience, however this great event is still on and I only have a couple of tables left. So if you want to book a table, contact secretary at SCARC, that's Sierra Charlie Alpha Romeo Charlie .org.au to secure your table. Our general meeting will be held on the 27th of April starting at 7:45 p.m. All are welcome. And just a reminder that SCARC membership fees are due. $20 for WIA members and $25 for non-members. Thank you. I'm Andrew, VK5ONE, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the South East Radio Group. The thunderstorm which occurred at the start of the Easter long weekend caused a bit of damage at the Bluff communications site. Scoring a direct lightning strike, quite a few circuit breakers were tripped, including a couple in our repeater system. The C4FM repeater was also knocked out for a brief time. Some of the commercial radio and TV gear was affected as well, but luckily the damage was only minor and the systems were quickly back up and running again. Thanks to the people who needed to scoot up there to reset the tripped circuit breakers. Work continues on the planning for our 2023 annual convention. Most of the prizes have been bought and donations are being sought for raffle prizes, etc. Here's John, VK5DJ, to tell you more.
This is John, VK5DJ, for the South East Radio Group. Great news! The Australian Fox Hunting Championships are on for 2023 in Mount Gambier. The fox hunting will be over the usual 2 days, 10th and 11th of June, on the King's Birthday weekend in SA. The hall convention will be 1 day only, on the 11th, with tables filled with goodies, homebrew and the traditional dinner, etc. Now would be a good time to book accommodation. See you there.
For up-to-date information regarding our convention and the fox hunting, go to serge.org.au, that's lowercase serg.org.au, and click on the Convention 2023 heading on the left-hand menu. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5 Quebec India, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next meeting is this coming Friday, the 21st of April, at the Fulham Community Centre. This month's presentation will be from Bob Phillips of VK5FO on the topic of using quarter-wave coaxial stubs as notch filters. Bob will cover off the basic theory and characteristics of coax stub filters, demonstrate how to construct and tune them using a nano-VNA, and discuss their practical use cases. Doors open at 7:15pm, with the presentation kicking off at 7:45. If you've never come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. For our remote members, the meeting will also be broadcast on the Zoom. As usual, for details on all the upcoming events, check out the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, and once again it's time for the news from the Northeast Radio Club. Last Friday night's meeting was a show and tell. And yes, lots of people came along and brought along some of their favourite artefacts and told us all about them. First cab off the rank was Wayne, VK5KLA, and he told us all about his Yaesu FT70DA, and he told us all of its functions and how he uses it to talk around the town on a lot of repeaters and also overseas and whatnot on the fusion system. And he also showed us an old faithful ICOM scanner that he's got. So thank you very much for all that Wayne. Very interesting pieces of gear. And then Neville, VK5ZMP, brought along a Balan that he'd made up, a 1-to-1 Balan, to use on one of his many antennas. So, yeah, that was very, very good piece of gear that you built up there, Neville. And then, of course, next one was Adam, VK5GA. He had a couple of Yagis that he's built up for satellite work. They work on 2 and 70, and, yeah, look very, very impressive. And he also had a flowerpot antenna for 2 and 70. And that looked pretty good too. And he showed us all sorts of bits and pieces that he's 3D printed to use on various items. So all of those were very interesting. So thank you very much there, Adam. And Rod, VK5ZRK, showed us the backup 2-meter Morse beacon transmitter that he's built. And that was a very impressive piece of equipment. And, yeah, if you want to practice your Morse, you can hear the Morse beacon on 145650. So go and have a listen and start practicing Morse. So, thanks for bringing along the transmitter there, Rod. Yes, you've done a lot of good work with that there. And Colin, VK5ACE, brought us a piece of equipment from the past. Yes, it was a farmer's radio, which was initially a commercial scent and used as a two-way radio in the 50s and 60s, but had been converted to 6 meters. So yeah, that was an interesting piece of stuff too to look at. And yeah, Colin took the lids off and we had a look inside. And, oh dear, lots of valves. Yeah, thank you, Colin. And then Alan, VK5AMK, showed us a big and honking power supply with a lot of meters with it. And that was a piece of equipment that he was happy for somebody to take, and I think somebody did take it. So thank you, Alan. And then from the back blocks of two wells, VK5KKT, Ian came along and showed a couple of tape measure antennas that he'd built for handhelds. Very handy. Very lightweight and very effective. And he also showed us his realistic DX302 communications receiver that he had to do some modifications to. So thank you very much, Ian. Long trip from there. And last but not least was Tony, VK5FBIC, who showed us that marvellous Yaesu antenna that he has on the back of his car for mobile and portable use. He has self-adjusting antenna made by Yaesu. And this one was take two because I believe the first one got nicked by some light-fingered scoundrel. Anyway, thanks for bringing along, Tony. Very interesting piece of gear. Now, the next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be on Friday the 28th of April, and it's going to be a presentation by Graham, VK5RE, and he'll be talking about some of his antennas and some of his travels around the country. So come along on the night, get there at 7:15 for a 7:30 p.m. start, and listen to some of Graham's talk. So it should be very good. And, of course, don't forget the FTroopNet every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network. Tony, VK5FBIC, runs the net using the club call sign of VK5WOW. So come along and join in the fun and tell us what you've been up to during the week. That's the FTroopNet every Friday, 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network. Well, that's all for this week. I hope everybody's feeling well and playing around with the radios and having a good time. So, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.